弟兄姐妹平安
，Peace to you all。
非常的感恩，终于有机会呢来到大家中间。
I'm very grateful that finally I'm able to come among you。
我们今天讲到的题目是从干渴到满足。
Today my topic is from thirst to satisfaction。
神的恩典呼召。
The gracious invitation of God。
我们今天要分享一段非常美好的、非常带给人安慰的经文。
And I will share a very good and a very comforting scriptures from the Bible.
是在旧约以赛亚书的第五十五章。
It comes from the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 55.
我问大家，你经历过最干渴的时候是什么样的
？First, I want to ask you, what was it like when you felt most thirsty?
啊，我这里说的是。最直白的意思，你最口渴的时候是什么样子的
？So straightforwardly, when was it that you were most thirsty?
我记得很多年前，我那个时候呢，跟几位朋友一起去，北京的郊区去爬野长城。
I remember a few years ago, I went to the suburb of Peking to climb the Wild Great Wall.
为什么叫野长城呢
？Why was it called the Wild Great Wall?
一般去北京去爬长城，可能你先去的是八达岭长城。
So formally, when you go to the Great Wall, you would go to 八达岭 first.
第一次我也是去八达岭长城。
And that's where I went the first time.
但是那边呢，一个是游客特别的多。
But that place has the most tourists.
而且呢，它是等于是最近呢修葺的非常的新。
And then it was rebuilt and very new.
已经看不到明代的时候。修建了一个长城原本的样子。
So you cannot fathom and can imagine when it was first built, how it was like.
所以我跟几位朋友呢约好去爬叫做司马台长城。
So a few friends of mine, we went together to climb what's called the 司马台 Great Wall.
没有现在的这个修葺，没有什么游客。
There was no new renovation. There was few, tourists.
但是我们犯了一个很严重的错误。
But then we made a very great mistake.
我们带的水太少了。
We didn't have enough water.
而且不知道那个路程非常的长。
And we didn't know that it would take a long way to walk there.
也不知道那天呢是大晴天。
And we don't know that it was a very sunny day.
我们这个等。路走了一半，在长城的上面的时候，水就已经喝完了。
So on our way up to the Great Wall, halfway we ran out of water.
那天呢，这个又热，我们又口渴。
It was hot and we were very thirsty.
我的印象很深呢，后来我的牙齿都粘在一起了。
I remember very well that my tooth was stuck together.
那么后来我们终于呢，从山上下来，到了山脚下，你猜我第一件事情是做什么？
So finally we came down, and what was the first thing I did after we came down?
赶紧去找到一个商店去买水喝。
I had to find a store where I can buy some water.
我听这个学医学的人说呢，一个人如果他不吃东西，他大概可以活两周甚至更长的时间。
People in the medical field would say that if you don't eat anything, you can last for about 2 weeks.
但如果没有水喝，他大概可能三天之内都坚持不下来了。
But if you didn't have water, you cannot sustain after 3 days.
那么我们除了这种生理上的这样的口渴之外呢
？So besides this biological thirst,
其实我们的灵里面也有这样的干渴。
There is also a thirst within our spiritual life.
我们今天呢，等一下会看一看神的话语里面，在以赛亚书五十五章是教导我们怎么样能够。
And later we will find out that what God tells us in Isaiah 50, how can we help ourselves out of this thirst?
请大家跟我一起来做一个祷告。
So let's pray together first.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督。
Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵保惠师，我们谢谢你。
And God's Comforter, we thank you.
美好的清晨。
Give us such a wonderful, beautiful morning.
你召聚你的众儿女来到这里。
You called your children to come together.
来到你的脚前，聆听你的话语。
To come before you to listen to your word.
你曾经应许说，在地上凡有两三个人奉你的名聚会。
You once promised that if two or three gathered together.
你就必与他们同在。
You would be in our midst.
求你按照你的应许，此时此刻你就临在这里。
So please be present with us according to your own word.
你就充满我们每一个人的生命。
May you fill our lives.
让我们的生命更加的像你。
That we can be more like you.
主啊，谢谢你。
Thank you so much.
啊，我们愿意把以下的时间分别为圣的献给你。
We want to sanctify our time to you right now.
求你的话语、你的圣灵感动我们每一个人。
May your word and your life touch every one of us.
感谢主，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
And we thank you and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们很多时候会体会到我们灵里的那种饥渴。
Many times we would feel the thirst in our spiritual life.
但是很多时候我们用其他的方式想要去解决那样的饥渴。
But as well, many times we find other ways to solve that problem.
但是到头来呢，发现那个干渴还在那里，没有真正
的解决。But later we find that we are still thirsty.
我们会用什么样的方式来想办法来解决这样的干渴呢？
What are some of the ways that we try to relieve ourselves from that thirst?
比方说
For example,
你会不会晚上呢一直刷手机刷到凌晨三点钟？
So are you going to scroll your cell phone all through the night till 3 a.m.?
你也不觉得刷手机有多么的快乐，但是好像放不下来。
Even though you didn't feel so much happier scrolling your cell phone, but you couldn't stop.
有这样的情况吗？
Have you experienced that?
有的时候呢，你会吃零食。
Sometimes you would have lots of snacks.
吃的很多。
And you eat a lot.
你知道那个不是那么健康。
And you know they were not that healthy.
但是你好像停不下来。
But you couldn't stop.
好像你的身体里面有一个洞，你想要去填满它。
As if there's a hole in your body, you want to fill it up.
但是你永远都填不满。
But you can never fill it up.
有的时候呢，你拼命的工作，拼命的加班。
Sometimes you work so hard and you even work overtime.
你想要在这个过程里面呢，找到人生的价值。
You hope to find your value during that process.
想要去填补那样一个洞。
To fill that void.
但是到头来呢，好像也没有真正的带给你满足。
But in the end, you still didn't find that satisfaction.
这是一些好像我们追求的一些饮料，想要喝下去来满足我们那样的干渴。
And these are the kind of drinks that we want to drink to fill our thirst.
但是就像沙漠里的海市蜃楼。
But they were just like the mirages in the desert.
看似能解渴，喝了却越来越渴。
They seem to be able to quench our thirst, but leave us even more thirstier.
我们今天呢，大概会分成三个部分。
And today my sermon will be divided into three parts.
第一部分我们会讲到神的恩典的邀请。
First, I will talk about God's invitation of grace.
第二部分我们会讲悔改、回归、得着恢复。
And the second part, we will talk about repentance and restoration.
第三部分我们会讲喜乐平安中的盼望。
And thirdly, we will talk about hope in joy and peace.
我们一起来读这个五十五章的第一节的前一部分。
Let's first read Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1, the former part.
你们一切干渴的，都当就近水来。
Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters.
你的心中，你的生命里面有没有那样的干渴
？Do you have that thirst in your heart?
有没有那样的一种好像？世上的任何的东西都没有办法带给你真正满足的感觉。
As if nothing in the world can bring you real satisfaction.
神知道我们干渴。
God knows that we are thirsty.
而且圣经中呢，经常用干渴来形容这样一种不被满足的感觉。
And the Bible many many times use being thirsty to describe such feeling.
但在这节经文呢，它上来其实是用一个命令的口吻。
But in this scripture, we see that.It's usually an imperative.
他要你们来。
Say you come.
来到神他这个永生活水这里来。
Come to the living water that God would offer.
他说你们一切干渴的。
So all you who are thirsty.
并不是某些人干渴，有些人不干渴。
It's not that certain people are thirsty and certain people are not.
而是所有人都是干渴。
But all people.
耶稣基督他自己在新约圣经的约翰福音七章三十七节也发这样同样的邀请。
Jesus also sent out the same kind of invitation in John chapter 7 verse 37.
耶稣说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。
Jesus said, if anyone is thirsty, let them come to me and drink.
神知道我们这样的干渴。
God knows our thirst.
神也知道这样的干渴是没有办法用其他的事物 来解决的。
And God also knows that this thirst cannot be relieved by any other means.
在五十五章一节的下半部分，这里说没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来。
And in the second half of that verse says, "And you who have no money, come buy and eat."
你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。
Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost.
神，这是一个恩典的邀请，一个这个呼召。
And this is God's gracious invitation. This is His call.
我们注意这个经节。神呼召的是谁呢？
So let's take a look. Who does God invite?
是干渴的人。
Those who are thirsty.
是每一个人，因为每个人都是灵里干渴的人。
And that call is sent out to everyone because everyone is thirsty in their spirit.
然后呢，他又特别强调没有银钱的人。
And he emphasized those with no money.
那么我问大家，有银钱的人有没有被邀请呢？
Now those with money.Are they also invited?
其实一样是被邀请。
I think so.
在这里说的是，这里是没有条件的。
So there's no condition here.
所有人都是被邀请的。
All are invited.
不管你是什么样的社会地位，你是什么样的财富的状况。
No matter your social status or your financial situation.
不管你的这个财务，对，不管你有没有资源。
Whether you have resources or not.
所有人都是被邀请的。
Everyone is invited.
那么神在这里提供的是什么呢？
What does God offer here?
神提供水。
God provides water.
水是可以解渴的，是满足人的基本的生命的需要。
Water can quench your thirst. It satisfies your basic life needs.
而且不光是水。
And not only water.
神还提供了酒和奶。
He also offers wine and milk.
在圣经的那个时代呢，还没有我们现在有这么多的各种各样的可口可乐呀，这样的饮料。
Back then in biblical times, they don't have as many drinks as we have, like a Coca-Cola.
在那个时候，除了水之外，最美好的、最上等的饮料就是酒和奶。
Back then, the best drink besides water is wine and milk.
神要提供给我们的不光是最基本的满足生命需要的。
God not only offers us what satisfies our very basic need.
而且他给我们的是。丰富的属灵的满足。
He also gives us abundant spiritual satisfaction.
是丰盛的生命。
It's an abundant life.
是超乎我们所求所想的。
It surpasses what we expect or what we hope for.
然后在第二节呢，神问了一个问题。
And then in verse 2, God asked a question.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？
Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy?
很多时候，我们用我们的努力，用我们的金钱，用我们的时间。
And many times we labor, we use our money, we use our time.
我们去交换一些东西，希望那些东西能够真正的满足自己。
To exchange for something that we think may satisfy our need.
但是神在这里问我们。
But here God asks us.
说这里明明有真正的可以满足你的。
Here is something that can really satisfy you.
而且是免费的。
And it's free.
是给每一个人提供的。
It's for everyone.
你为什么要去那样的努力，要去用别的东西来满足你自己？
Why work so hard to use something else to satisfy you?
而且真正的问题是，那些东西不能够满足你。
And the real question is, those things will never satisfy you.
我们通常在哪些地方寻找满足呢？
And where do we find our satisfaction usually?
比方说有物质的财富。
For example, we use material wealth.
事业的成功
a successful career,
人际关系
and relationships.
我们有的时候讲一个人的追求，用中文说，我不知道这个英文怎么翻译，票子、车子、房子。
So in Chinese is the money, your car, and your house.
妻子
and then wife,
孩子
and children.
我们的精力好像都花在这些方面。
So all our energy are given to these.
但是这些没有办法真正的带给我们满足。
But these cannot really bring true satisfaction.
我知道大家现在心里在问一个问题。
So I know you may be asking something in your heart.
这些物质的财富、事业的成功、良好的人际关系是好事还是坏事？
Material wealth, career success, relationships, are they good or are they bad?
我们作为基督徒之后，是不是这些东西都应该要远离我们？
So once we became Christians, shall we stay away from these things?
我想回答的是，这些当然是好事。
Of course, these things are good.
这是神愿意给我们的祝福。
And God loved to give us such blessings.
我们的天父是这个宇宙中最富有的父亲。
And our heavenly Father is the most wealthy person in the whole universe.
整个宇宙都是他所创造、他所拥有的。
He created and owns all the universe.
而且他爱他的儿女，他愿意让我们过。这样充满祝福的生活。
And he loves his children. He wants us to live a blessed life.
那么关键的问题在哪里？
But the crucial point is,
这些物质的财富也好，事业成功，良好的人际关系也好，没有办法替代神的位置，能够满足我们的生命的干渴。
Yeah, all this material wealth, career success, and beautiful relationships cannot truly provide for us what God can provide.
有一个法国著名的哲学家、数学家、科学家，也是基督教的思想家帕斯卡。
A famous French philosopher, mathematician, thought leader and writer.
chemist.
A chemist, Pascal.
对，啊，我们上中学的时候学到这个压力。的单位都是以他的名字命名的。
And then the measure of pressure is based on what he says.
他说了有一句非常有名的话。
And he said something that was famous.
他说人的心里呢有一个空洞。
He said there is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart.
是神所造的。
Of each man.
只有神自己才能够填满。
Which cannot be satisfied by any created thing, but only by God, the Creator.
原因呢是因为。我们的创造主在创造人的时候是在一个爱的关系中创造的。
The reason is because when God created human beings, he created an environment of love.
没有这个关系，我们的生命是不完整的。
So without that, the love relationship with God, our life cannot be complete.
在你的生命中永远有那样一种渴望。
There's always a yearning within your heart.
得不到满足。
That cannot be satisfied.
只有神，只有我们的创造主自己才能够满足。
Only our God, our Creator, can fill that vacuum.
只有我们在跟神亲密的关系中，这个干渴才能够被满足。
Only in our close, intimate relationship with God, this thirst can be quenched.
在新约圣经约翰福音四章十三到十四节。
And then in the New Testament, the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 13 to 14.
耶稣回答说凡喝这水的还要再渴人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
Jesus answered, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源直涌到永生。
And the water that I give him shall flow like a river of water from their heart until eternal life.
我考大家一下耶稣说的这句话是在他跟有一个人相遇之后发生了一小段故事之后说的。大家记得另外那个人是谁吗？是男生还是女生？
I want to give you a little quiz. Was this given when Jesus was meeting someone special?
撒玛利亚妇人。
Yeah, the Samaritan woman.
大家这个读圣经读得很熟，我非常的高兴。
I'm very happy you know that verse.
那位撒玛利亚妇人，她一共结过几次婚
？And that Samaritan woman had how many marriages?
这个话问的不严谨。她一共有过几个丈夫？
就是 how many husbands she had?
一共有五位。
She had five already.
她可能是在这种浪漫的关系里面，想要得到满足，去解决她这个干渴的问题。
Maybe she tried to quench her thirst by finding a love relationship.
但是没有办法。真的让他得到满足。
But she didn't get that true satisfaction.
我们就像这个撒玛利亚妇人一样，我们在这个世界上找很多其他的东西，想要填补那一个神所创造的空洞。
And we are very much like the Samaritan woman who tried to find something to quench her thirst by other means.
但是这个空洞只有神他自己可以满足。
But this vacuum can only be filled by God.
所以耶稣说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
So Jesus said, everyone who drinks the water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
那么这个神的恩典的邀请，它是向所有干渴的人开放的。
So God's gracious invitation is open to all who thirst.
它是恩典，它是完全免费的。
And this grace is completely free.
而且最重要的是，它提供了真正的满足。
And most importantly, it offers a true satisfaction.
那我们今天第二个部分呢，就是悔改回归得着恢复。
Now let's go to our the second part of our sermon is to repent and to be restored.
在第六节，我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 6.
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他。
Seek the Lord while he may be found.
相见的时候求告他。
Call on him while he is near.
这个地方呢，神借着先知以赛亚来催促我们。
And here, God through prophet Isaiah to advise us.
我们有的时候觉得，哎呀，神一直在那里，耶稣基督一直在那里。
Sometimes we feel God is always there, Jesus Christ is always there.
我回头还有时间，还有机会来到神的面前。
I still have time to come before God.
我现在可以先按照我自己的原来的生活方式继续生活。
So I can still live the lifestyle I want.
但是先知告诉我们，
But here the prophet tells us,
要趁着可寻找的时候来寻求耶和华。
You need to seek the Lord while he may be found.
为什么要这样说呢？
Why the prophet says that?
因为很多时候机会有限。
Because many times the opportunity is really limited.
很多时候生命无常。
Many times, life is very uncertain.
你不知道，你第二天会发生什么样的事情。
You don't know what will happen to you the next day.
有的时候我们的心会刚硬。
Sometimes our heart be hardened.
可能这个时候你的心里有感动，可能过了一段时间，你的心又变得刚硬，又会拒绝。
Maybe at this moment you feel touched, but then a few days later you feel like you want to refuse.
所以神告诉我们，如果你有感动。
So God tells us if you feel moved,
如果你感觉到你灵里那样的干渴，
if you feel the thirst in your spirit,
你就不要犹豫，
don't hesitate,
就来到神的面前，
just come before God,
寻求神，
to seek him,
而且他应许我们寻求他就一定会被我们寻见，
and he promised that when we seek him, he will be found,
来到他的里面，在他的关系中去解渴，
and to come to him and in that relationship,To quench your thirst,
去得着那个真正的满足
and to obtain that true satisfaction.
在第七节的下半节，我们一起来读。
And then verse 7, the second half, let's read together.
归向耶和华，耶和华就必连续他。当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
Let them turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on them, and to our God, for He will freely pardon.
很多时候我们不太敢于去跟神有亲近的关系，来到神的面前。
Sometimes we may feel afraid to come before God to have that intimate relationship.
你的那种恐惧是从哪里来的呢？
Where does that fear come from?
可能有的时候我们觉得我们不配。
Maybe sometimes we feel that we are not worthy.
可能我们觉得我们不够圣洁。
Maybe we feel we're not holy enough.
甚至我们觉得我们是有罪的。
Even sometimes we feel we are sinful.
但是神应许我们。
But God's promise is.
归向耶和华，耶和华就必连续他。
When we return to the Lord, God will have mercy on us.
当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
And we need to return to our God, for He will freely pardon.
人的思维跟神的思维是不一样的。
Man's thinking is different from God's way of thinking.
人的思维觉得罪必须受到惩罚。
In our thoughts, we think sin must be punished.
人的思维觉得我们的过去是不能够被改变的。
Sometimes we think our past cannot be changed.
然后我们觉得公正的是重于怜悯的。
And we feel justice is more important than mercy.
但是在神那里，他看待他的儿女是这样看的。
But in God's eye, in God's perspective, this is how He looked at His children.
赦免胜过惩罚。
Forgiveness over punishment.
新的生命是可以开始的。
A new life can begin.
怜悯与公义是并重的。
And mercy can be alongside of justice.
神看重的不是我们做什么。
What God sees is not what we do.
神看重的是我们跟他的关系是什么样的。
What he sees is how is our relationship with him.
然后我们来到今天的第三个部分。
So now let's come to the third part.
就是喜乐平安中的盼望。
Hope in joy and peace.
在第十二节前半部分，我们一起来读。
Let's read the first part of verse 12.
你们必欢欢喜喜而出来，平平安安蒙引导。
You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace.
当我们去到神的那里，
when we go before God,
当我们恢复跟他那个原本亲密的爱的关系，
when we restore our intimate relationship with Him,
当我们在他那里得着真正的满足，
when we receive true satisfaction from Him,
去解决我们的干渴的问题，
to quench our thirst.
好，那是何等喜乐的一个场面。
What joy can that be?
这里说，你们必欢欢喜喜而出来。
Here said, you will go out in joy,
平平安安的蒙引导，
and be led forth in peace.
然后我们一起来读十二节的下半部分。
Let's read the second half of verse 12.
大山小山必在你们面前发声歌唱，田野的树木也都拍掌。
The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands.
神借着先知以赛亚用这么美好的语言来描述这样一个欢快的场面。
God through prophet Isaiah describes such a joyful occasion.
他用拟人的这样的修辞手法说，大山小山必在你们面前发声歌唱。
And he uses the personification that mountains and hills will sing before you.
连田野的树木也都拍手鼓掌。
And even the trees of the field will clap their hands.
因为这是神所希望的。
Because this is what God hopes for.
神用爱，在爱的里面创造了我们。
God created us in His love.
后来我们虽然呢，这个各行己路。
Even though we have gone astray.
远离了他，
and away from him.
然后呢，我们的生命呢变得干渴。
And then our lives become thirsty.
但是神愿意让我们到他那里去。
But God is willing to receive us.
神提供给我们永生的活水来解决我们干渴的问题。
And God offers us the river of eternal life to quench our thirst.
这是多么美好，多么欢快的一个场面。
What a beautiful and joyful occasion.
整个的这个被造物，整个的自然界都跟我们一起来庆祝这个事情。
All created things, all nature celebrate with us about this wonderful thing.
Oops.
Maybe Anna can find the slide.That was Isaiah 55, 12. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Okay, it works. 那么我们来看一下我们今天学习的这一篇经文教导我们什么。
So let's take a look. What does this passage tell us?
神的恩典呼召带给我们什么呢？
What does God's gracious invitation bring for us?
神他用这样的恩典的邀请来让我们得到满足。
This invitation brings true satisfaction.
我想说的是，首先神知道我们不满足。
I want to say, first of all, God knows that we are not satisfied.
然后神给我们这样一个邀请，让我们要到他那里去得到满足。
And God invites us to go to Him to find that satisfaction.
而且这样一个邀请呢，是一个恩典的邀请。
And this invitation is free and gracious.
恩典是什么意思呢
？And what does grace mean?
恩典的意思是，这个是给那些不配得的人的。
The grace means it's given to those people who are not worthy.
有没有人是配得
？Is anyone who's worthy?
其实没有一个人是配得这样的。神提供给我们这样的满足的。
No one is worthy of such satisfaction that God offers.
所以神告诉我们，哪怕是没有银钱的人，也一样欢迎。
That's why God tells us, even if you have no money, you're welcome.
然后最重要的一点是
，And most importantly,
这个是可以带给我们真正的满足的。
It can bring us true satisfaction.
那么第二部分呢？神告诉我们。他给我们这样悔改和恢复的机会。
And secondly, God tells us that He gave us the opportunity to repent and to be restored.
这个恢复是恢复什么呢
？What does this restore mean?
这个恢复是恢复我们原本跟神那样亲密的关系的。
It restores us back to the original intimate relationship with God.
那么悔改又是什么意思呢
？And what does repentance mean?
悔改，我们在旧约的希伯来文中来看呢？它这个词本来的词根呢，就是你之前是朝着一个方向走，后来你发现走错了。
And then in the original Hebrew, it means when you were going to one direction, you find out you are in the wrong direction.
然后你转向，发现了正确的方向，你朝正确的方向走。
And then you turn around, you find the right direction, and you walk along that right direction.
这个是一个很简单的动作。
This is a very simple act.
不管我们之前的过往发生过什么样不堪的事情
，No matter what happened in our past，
神都给我们赦免
，God will always forgive us，
而且神都愿意张开他的手臂来拥抱我们
，And God is willing to open His arms to embrace us。
有的时候弟兄姐妹问我，这个是不是太简单了
？Sometimes brothers and sisters ask me， Isn't this too simple？
啊。这样的一个应许听起来 too good to be true.
Yeah, this promise seems to be too good to be true.
我想说的是，为什么我们恢复跟神的关系可以这么简单
？And I want to tell you why it is so simple that we can restore a relationship with God.
因为困难的事情都已经被耶稣基督做完了。
Because all the difficult things were taken by Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督他所受的羞辱，他的鞭伤。
His humiliation, his bruises,
他在十字架痛苦的死亡
，and the painful death on the cross，
还有他从坟墓中的复活
，and then his resurrection from the grave，
已经把这一切困难的事情都做完了
，has finished and completed all this difficult part。
所以，让我们只要回转
，so we have only to do is to turn around，
只要来到神的面前
，just as we come before God。
我们就可以得到赦免
，We can receive forgiveness，
就可以恢复跟神那样亲密的关系
，And we can restore our intimate relationship with God。
我们心中那样一个神的形状的空洞，就可以被神他自己来填满
，And the vacuum that's within us can be filled by God once again。
而且在这个经文里面，神他担心我们不够相信他这样的一个应许
，And in this passage, God is concerned that we may not trust fully of His promise。
他还告诉我们，他的话从来不会收回。
And he also promised that he will never take back his word.
而且他的意念是高过我们的意念。
And his thoughts are higher than ours.
到了最后呢，神告诉我们，这样一个与神恢复关系的这样一个场面是多么的喜乐。
And then at the end, God once again tells us, you know, how happy, how joyous occasion it is to restore that relationship.
就连整个自然界，整个神的被造物都一起来庆祝这个。
All nature, all created things will celebrate together.
我知道，可能多年以后，我今天早上讲的这些，大家可能都会想不起来了。
I know that many years later, you may not remember what I said today.
但是我希望呢，大家至少要记住。一个东西。
But I want you to remember at least one thing.
我们一起来背诵一些经文。
That we will memorize this verse together.
就是以赛亚书五十五章的第一节。
It comes from Isaiah 55 verse 1.
我们一起来读三遍。
Let's read it three times.
好，我们一起来读。 你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来。你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来。你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来。
Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come.
大家准备好了吗？我们现在是测试的环节。
So I'm going to test you.
请你跟你旁边的人来背诵这节经文。
So remember, recite the verse to the person next to you.Come, buy and eat. Come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat.
感谢主，大家背得很快啊。
I'm so glad you memorize this very quickly.
好的，那么我挑战大家。
So I want to give you a challenge.
今天你愿意主耶稣成为你真正的满足，滋润你干渴的心灵吗？
Today, are you willing to accept Jesus to bring you the true satisfaction and give you the living water?
感谢主。
Oh, thank God.
好的，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
So let's have a prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
感谢你今天赐给我们这样美好的经文。
Thank you for this wonderful passage for us today.
你了解我们心中的干渴。
You know the thirst in our heart.
你是一个赐福给我们的主。
And you are a grace-giving God.
但是我们在这个世界上其他的你给我们的祝福上面找不到这样的真正的满足。
But we cannot find this satisfaction from anything else that you have given us.
你在我们的生命里面创造一个只有你自己能够填补的空洞。
You created a vacuum in your heart that only you can fill.
让我们必须来到你的面前，恢复跟你相爱的关系，才能够填补。
That we have to come before you to restore that relationship in order to fill that vacuum.
你也给我们这样的邀请。
You also give us an invitation.
让我们要来到你的里面。
That we have to come before you.
得着这样的满足。
To receive such satisfaction.
你也催促我们。要趁着可以寻见你的时候去寻找你。
He also urges us to come before you to seek you where you may be found.
不管我们如何的不配
，No matter how unworthy we are，
主你都愿意来拥抱我们。
You're willing to embrace us.
你愿意我们享受在你里面这样真正的满足。
And you're willing to for us to enjoy such satisfaction in you.
愿意你的话语你的圣灵就充满我们每一个人。
May your word and your Holy Spirit fill each one of us.
让我们在你的里面生命得到陶造得到改变更新。
That our life can be shaped to be cultivated and to be renewed in you.
感谢主孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We thank you and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.